Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
You lie.
right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. If the Lord don't do nothing else, he's done enough for me. Come on, somebody give God the praises this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He's done enough. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. An awesome God, a wonderful God. She said, I can't tell it all because he's done enough. Amen. We come to praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise the Lord of his mighty firmament. Praise him in the mighty acts. Come on, somebody. Praise him according to his yes, Holy Ghost, his excellent greatness. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Come on, somebody. Praise him with the string instruments, the flutes. Come on. Glory to God. Praise him with the cymbals. Praise him with the clapping cymbals. Come on, somebody. Let everybody that has breath praise ye the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everybody. Want to reign of Global Revival Ministry. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Sunday service this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That song just lifted me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's 6 a.m. here. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm up and ready this morning, Lord Jesus. Come on, give God the glory, people of God. We thank God this morning. For you, you, and you, amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. This morning, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, and let us get into the word of the Lord, because God do have a word for us this morning. Thanking him, praising him, and glorifying God. Glory to God. Almost calls us to do a step this morning. If he ain't do nothing else, he's done enough. Come on, let's give God the praise this morning. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, for stepping in even now, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost. We ask you, Father God, to go through the airways today. My God, I give you glory, Father. Oh, my Shatoro Roshia, Namasaya. God, we ask, Lord God, that you give us a special touch from heaven this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. Father God, we ask, Father God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Have your way, God, this day, Lord God. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding that only comes from the very throne room, Father God. And I ask that you bless your people, God, every listener, every hearer, God, and I ask you, Father God, to open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our spirits this morning to receive the word of the Lord this morning, Lord God. And Lord, as I decrease, that the power of God increase, Father God. And I thank you, God, for all that you're doing. I thank you, God, for every listener. I thank you, God, the Holy Spirit, God, for what you're doing, God, in this hour, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. With thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on this morning. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to take us to a passage, amen, glory to God, that we all know, amen, but with God, everything is new. Genesis, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start at verse number 22. Amen. Thank you, Father. The Bible says, and he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and he set over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle. I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to give you a little background, amen, of Jacob, because glory to God, we know that Jacob, amen, glory to God, was the younger twin brother of Esau, who was the ancestor of Edom and the Edomites. The two are represented of the two different grades of social order. Jacob being like the pastor, and Esau being the hunter. During her pregnancy, Rebecca was told by God that she would give birth to twins. Each of them would find a great nation. And Esau, the elder, would serve the younger brother. As it turned out, Jacob, by means of an elaborate double deception, managed to obtain his brother's birthright from his father. Jacob then fled his brother's wrath and went to take refuge with the Arabians tribe, the ancestors, amen, glory to God, in Mesopotamia. Along the journey, Jacob received a special revelation from God. God promised Jacob's land and numerous offspring that would prove to be a blessing of the entire earth. Jacob's name, place where he received his vision, was Bethel, the house of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Arriving at his uncle's, amen, glory to God, name is home, and glory, Jacob fell in love with Rachel, and he worked for the father. Laban was 7 years, and to obtain Rachel, hand in marriage. And Laban substituted the older daughter Leah for Rachel, the wedding servant. We know that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Didn't want to be with Leah. Glory to God. Jacob was thus compelled to serve Laban. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. He was compelled to serve him for 7 years. And glory to God. So he could have Rachel. And Jacob served Laban for 6 years, during which he had a large amount of property. And then he sets out his wives and his children to return to Palestine. On the way, Jacob wrestled with the mysterious stranger, and glory to God, a divine being who called Jacob named Israel. Glory to God. Jacob then met and was reconciled with Esau. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just want to give you a little background, amen, of who Jacob is. And glory to God, it's been said that there is no atheist in the foxhole. Even if you're never paid much attention to God before, for a severe crisis has a way of turning you to him. You realize that unless God comes through, you are not going to make it. I want to talk to us this morning. And so you cry out, oh God, help me. Some of you may be there right now, and may be your health problem. Glory to God. Unless God intervenes, there is no hope. Perhaps it's a serious marital problem, or a family problem, a financial problem, or a desperate need for work. It may be a personal problem such as loneliness and guilt and anger and bitterness and anxiety. It could be some lifelong dominating sin such as alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling. But whatever the problem, my God, I thank you, Jesus. You know that you need God, and you are calling to him for help. The Bible says in Genesis 32, Jacob faced that kind of crisis. He was returning to Canaan in obedience to God, but that meant he would have to face his brother, Esau. Come on, somebody. My God, I give God the glory. Who he cheated for 20 years before Jacob didn't know how Esau would receive him. Glory to God. When Jacob, Messer came back, amen, and said that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men, Jacob froze with fear. Esau could easily wipe out everything that was of value to Jacob, including Jacob. So he prayed, oh God, deliver me from Esau. Oh my God, according to my son, the Holy Ghost. We might have an Esau in our lives. It could be anything. Amen. But Lord, deliver me from Esau. My God, I give God the glory. The Bible says in Genesis 32:9-12, then Jacob prayed, oh God, my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac. Lord, he's prayed, people of God. You who said to me, go back to the country and your relative. Have you ever known that, praise God, sometimes you give God back his word, praise God. Jacob at this point, glory to God, he's praying to God, oh Messiah, God, you told me to go back to the country, to my relative, and I will make you to prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and the faithfulness you have shown me, he said, your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps, he says. Save me, I pray, from the hands of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mother with my children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper, and then make you a descendant like the sands of the sea, which cannot be counted. What Jacob didn't know, and what we often don't realize in situations like that, is how God goes about helping us. I want to talk to us today that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, the God our Father, he will help us along the way. Sometimes, people of God, it feels like there is no help nowhere. There feels like sometimes there is some lonely places. Sometimes it feels like, glory to God, Lord, where are you? God said, when you can't trace me, trust me. What we have in mind is that God will somehow remove our problems or make our enemies go away. But God doesn't do it that way. God answered Jacob's prayer, protection from Esau, by wrestling with Jacob until he left him limping as he approaches his brother. His plan had been, glory to God, that is, if Esau attacked one camp, Jacob in the other camp could escape. But now he couldn't run from Esau if he tried. He was totally dependent on the Lord. The way God helps us is by breaking us of our inherited self-dependency. I want to talk about our self-dependency so that we lean totally on him. Glory to God, we always say, and I always say, when our back is up against the wall, then supernaturally God will step in. In this context, we can properly receive his blessings. Our problem, like Jacob, is that all too often we want to use God and his blessing to further our own end. That is not what God wants us to do. All his life, Jacob had been using God and people to get what he wanted for himself. But now, somebody Somebody say, but now. But now God brings Jacob to see that you don't use God. You submit to God. You submit to him. Somebody, glory to God. God just wants you to submit to him fully. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When we submit to God, he blesses us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God must break us of our self-dependency so that he can bless us as we cling to him in our brokenness. Who better knows this but David? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My God, I give God the glory. But now it's Jacob's time. Brokenness in the path of blessing before God can use a man greatly, he must break him first. My God, in our brokenness, God will use us in a mighty way. He don't want us to be built up in pride. He don't want us to be built up in our own self-dependence, because we all have a built in percentage. Come on, somebody. The fact that someone is likely to behave in a particular way, especially in a bad way. So trust in ourselves. Amen. God must break us of our self-dependence. Ah, my chateau de la Boshanda Holy Ghost. Anybody know what, glory to God, that our self-dependence sometimes can get us in trouble. Our self, that's why God said, lean on him. My God, I say thank you. You, Jesus. Submit to God. Amen. God's wrestling match with Jacob was not a dream or a vision. Dreams and visions don't leave a man with a wrecked up hip. Come on, somebody give God the glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jacob's opponent was the angel of the Lord. My God, I say thank you. Jesus Christ in a pre-incarnated form, it was a physical fight with a physical injury inflicted on Jacob. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And yet there was obviously a spiritual lesson impressed on him through this unforgettable experience. Have you ever had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that me Corobo Shando Holy Ghost that leaves you scratching your head? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Have you ever been through something that God, glory to God, dealt with you, and then spiritually you rose up into another place? Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. It must have been terrifying for Jacob. He was already nervous about Esau's approach. He had sent ahead his elaborate gifts of 100 of animals. Amen. Then he tried to bed down for the night. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But he couldn't sleep. Come on, somebody. Have you ever had a night, glory to God, where you can't sleep? It's God wrestling with you to tell you to wake up. Talk to me. We come, Mama Shatura, Bashando, Holy Ghost. Most time, praise God, that when God is trying to get our attention, we come to the TV, we come to the radio, glory to God, but sometimes God will wreck our sleep, so talk to us. So he woke up with his family, glory to God, and he moved across the ford of Jabbok, and then Jacob went back alone for the final check. Oh my God, I say thank you, Jesus, to make sure that nothing had been left behind. Glory to God, in the dark and spooky on the desert night, suddenly out of the dark a hand grabbed Jacob, and Jacob must have just about had probably a heart attack almost. Praise God. Can you imagine being shocked by something touching you, something shaking you in the midnight hour? Come on, somebody. God is trying to wake somebody up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Who was this? A bandit trying to rob him? Come on, somebody. An assassin by night? Come on, somebody. Sent by Esau, glory to God, without conscious thought, by natural instinct, Jacob began to wrestle with this mysterious assailant, struggling for the very life. life of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour, we can imagine what the desert looked like. Oh, my son, what he was going through at that time. Glory to God. All is like Jacob has thought that Esau and Laman was his adversary. I want to talk to somebody. Glory to God. Sometimes we think that others are our adversary. He has struggled and schemed to get the blessing. He thought these men were taken from him. Blessing that God had promised to give him anyway. But now, at some point in the struggle, he discovers to his horror that no other than God was his adversary at times. Actually, come on, somebody. I want to talk to somebody. Jacob was his own adversary. Oh, my shadow of the Mosiah. But God had to wrestle him into submission to reveal to him, come on somebody, to reveal this to him. When God wrestles with a man, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. You know when God is trying to get your attention. You know when God is putting things in your way. You know, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And you're praying, Lord, take this away. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's not always the enemy that's doing it. Glory to God. God wants to bring about a change in the lives of his people. He wants to bring about a change in Jacob. We all, like Jacob, we think that the enemy, the problem is out there. The problem is my wife. The problem is my husband. The problem is my parents. The problem is my boss. The problem is my poor circumstances. God, please take care of all these problems for me. The enemy of our problem isn't primary out there. The problem sometimes, glory to God, is in us, our flesh, our sinful, selfish nature that dominates life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I don't know. I'm not putting no things out there for nobody, but I take it for myself. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God delivered me from me. My shatun and my shando Holy Ghost. So God has a way to reveal to us, my God and the Messiah, the power of the flesh before he can deliver us from it. My God, the Messiah, has we ever thought about, glory to God, there's no good thing that's in this flesh. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God breaking process revealed to us the power of our flesh. Obviously, God could have crippled Jacob in the first minute of the contest. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. When he finally wanted to, he just touched Jacob's hip, and Jacob felt excruciating pain as his hip was wrecked. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So why didn't God do it sooner? Why did he allow the match to go on all night long? People always ask the question. If it was God, he could have won instantly. God wanted to show Jacob the power of his own self-will. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. If you ever wrestled, my God, I say thank you, Father. You know how exhausted. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I remember, my God, my God. It's a grapple with the opponent. You're equal and you have greater strength because now you are out there and you are getting your hands up. You're putting a Vaseline on your face. I want to talk to somebody in the natural right now. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You know, glory to God. I remember having a fight, amen, praise God, at the school. The whole school, this boy named Jonathan, I was only in the sixth grade. He wanted to fight, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And I didn't know why he wanted to fight this little old me. I was only a little tiny person. Amen. Glory to God. But every time he come to mess with me. But this particular day, amen, Jonathan comes. The whole school is out in the, oh my God, in the schoolyard. Everybody looking. It's going to be a fight after school. Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. My God. So glory to God. I am scared. I am shaking. Where is my three brothers? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't see nothing of my brothers, but then, come on, Jonathan threw a punch. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Boy, I went on in. I forgot who I was. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But glory to God, as you are fighting and you are going in, amen, praise God, you're getting tired. You're getting so tired. Everybody's screaming, amen, praise God. Get him, get him, get him, get him, get him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So So after that, praise God, I came out of the fight. They broke up the fight. The school, amen, went up in an uproar, praise God, hallelujah. But they had to take me home to my mama. I don't know where I'm going to, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Took me home to my mama. So glory to God. The boy's mama came to my house, and he said, look at what your daughter did to my son's face. Robbing my son the Holy Ghost. So I'm here to tell you, praise God, there is some fight, amen, that you have to go all in. But there is some fight, amen, praise God, that Jesus, amen, that you can't win. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, because no man can box with God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we might can do it on the street, but we can't do it, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with the Lord, hallelujah, Shandor, Holy Ghost. Our own self will have to go under the blood. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So God, in the Messiah, glory to God, exhausted the opponent equal or greater strength. A few minutes is enough, but Jacob keep it going all night. The Lord kept waiting to see if Jacob would surrender, but he kept on fighting. Somebody say, I won't let him go until he blessed me. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. At what point do you suppose Jacob recognized that his opponent was not a mere man? Sometimes God wrestles with us day by day, but we can't see what God is doing. Somebody shout with me this morning. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. He's trying to make you go one way, but you're trying to go another way. He's trying to make you believe, but you won't believe. Come on, somebody give God the glory. The Bible says in Genesis 32 and 30, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Jesus, the Lord God, wants to preserve our life. He wants to bless us the same way, glory to God, that he changed the name of, glory to God, of Jacob, amen, praise God. He acknowledged that it was God. The text doesn't tell us, but I'm sure that if he didn't know before, Jacob knew as soon as the Lord crippled him, but the Lord didn't use that power until he saw that Jacob would not yield. And this is what God wants us to do, people of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he wants us to yield to the things of the heavenlies, amen, praise God. He wants us to yield to him. God, what is it, amen, praise God, that you have placed before me and I'm still wrestling to have it? God, what is it, amen, praise God, that you want to bless me with and I still can't see? God, what do you want to do with my life and I still can't hear you? I'm not shot to the double son, the Holy Ghost. Somebody said there will be an encounter with the Lord. The Bible says in Genesis 32 and 25, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thighs, and the hollow of Jacob's thighs was out of joint. And as he wrestled with him, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. I think about Jacob, and I think about how God blessed him. I think about to this day, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. I could imagine, amen, glory to God, he knows that he can't do nothing with his brother at this point, amen. He's walking with a limp. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When Jesus touches our lives, amen, he leaves a mark upon us, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want somebody to know, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just let the Lord have his way. The flesh, glory to God, dies hard. Only God can tame it. Until God crippled him, Jacob wouldn't give in. God let him wrestle all night so Jacob could see how strong his self-will was. Come on, somebody, to make sure, my God, to make sure that Jacob had learned his lesson. The Lord asked him a question which at first doesn't seem to fit the content. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God, Jacob is his family subdued, and he clings to the Lord and says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The Lord responds, what is your name? Jesus knows our name, people of God. Every time God asks us a question, he already knows what's going to be the answer. And he said unto him, why? What is it? What is thy name. And he said, Jacob, remember the Lord never asked a question to gain information. He knew the answer. He wanted Jacob to confess not just his name, but his character. He had to say, my name is Jacob. My God, I give him glory. The supplanter, the schemer. He had the deceiver. Only after Jacob acknowledged that, could the Lord bless him? Part of the process of knowing God involves knowing ourselves. Until God reveals the power of our sinful nature to us, we tend to think that we're not so bad. Raised in the church, so you always know that I was a sinner, but yet I didn't know it. It was inclined to think I'm not a terrible sinner. In fact, as far as a sinner goes, I could be pretty a good sinner, a pretty good sinner. Come on, Holy Ghost. But the more we grow in the Lord, the more we see, as Paul said, that nothing good dwells in me, that is my flesh. The Bible says in Romans 7, 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, he said, but how to perform what is good, he said, I do not find. So even Paul had to wrestle. Even we have to wrestle. Until the Lord reveals that to us, he often has to do it through an all-night wrestling match. We depend more on ourselves than him sometimes. God's breaking process revealed to us the power of our flesh. God's breaking process revealed to us the power of our God. Before the Lord touches Jacob and cripples him, Jacob probably thought that the fight was pretty evenly matched. But then in an all-night, and then in one light touch, the Lord wiped out Jacob. Suddenly he saw that God was the lion and Jacob was the little one, like a little mouse. God had just been just wrestling with him, and people would say, oh, God just been playing with him all night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shando, Holy Ghost. But God has a plan for us until God breaks us in certain areas so that we walk with a limp. Glory to God. We have the tendency to view him as a benign or like an old father, a father. He just daddy. Nice to have you around, daddy, but not very strong. Until that time that we view obedience to God as an opinion available to us. But we're in control. Directing things as we think best. We choose our career sometimes. I'm talking to us, amen, our lifestyles, our schedules, all centers around what we makes us happy. God is nice, a harmless daddy we have around when we need him. And then the lion roars. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, Yabashataya. And in one easy swipe, he cripples us. We learn of his awesome power. We learn that the obedience is not an opinion no more. It's our only reasonable course of action. Somebody say, he's in charge. He's in charge. God is in charge. The Lord Jesus Christ is in charge. The frailty of our bodies should make us aware of our weakness and glory to God and our needs to submit to God. And every time we're sick or get injured or when we feel the aches and the pains of old age, and we shall acknowledge, I am not God. I am weak. I am frail. Only God is God. And I must depend totally on him and live in submission to him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wrestling with God. Some people resist God's breaking process and grows bitter. Jacob could have gone, and glory to God, that direction when the Lord crippled him. Glory to God. He could have angry shouted, now look what you've done. I've got to go face an angry brother. You crippled me so that I cannot fight and run. And Jacob could have grown bitter, not better. Amen. But he didn't. Instead, when the Lord said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking, Jacob clung to him and gave that marvelous reply, I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me. That shows that God blesses us as we cling to him in our brokenness, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There is times in our minds and we say, Lord, if you don't do it, it ain't get double. It ain't going to get done, God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But we cling to God in our brokenness. Often our greatest victory comes out of our ashes. Holy Ghost, of greatest defeat, people of God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I'm here to tell you today that God wants to turn those ashes into beauty. As soon as Jacob was crippled, he was able to hang on to the Lord dear life. He knew now that God didn't bless him. If God didn't bless him, he would have no hope, people of God. He was facing some things that he didn't know how they was going to come out. He couldn't trust in himself any longer because he was crippled at this point. He had to cling on to the Lord. And in clinging on to the Lord in his brokenness, Jacob received a blessing he had been scheming to get all his life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost. We won't cling to the Lord until we are broken. There is a paradox here. And Jacob means to have an incredible strength in clinging to the Lord after he was wounded. Of course, people of God, the Lord could have loosened Jacob's grip and gotten away. But the Lord loves it. My God, my God, my God. Somebody bless the name of the Lord, because the Lord loves it when I'm Messiah, when his children cling to him in their brokenness and say, I won't let you go until you bless me. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. I'm here to say today, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And I want to speak over you in the name of Jesus. God wants you to cling on to him. He wants you to trust him. My God, when things are not going right, when they don't seem right, my God, in the Messiah, when you can't trace them, you got to trust them, people of God. We're all like Jacob. We cling to the Lord with all our strength until we have to. As long as there is an ounce of self-dependency left, we trust in ourselves. We can see this in our lives of Peter. He was a natural leader of the 12, always the spokesman. On a few occasions, people of God, he even had the audacity to correct the Lord. Can you imagine? Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. He had the audacity to correct the Lord when Jesus predicted, you will fall away because of me. That this night, Peter set the record straight. Even though all men may fail, always, amen, praise God, because of you. I will never fail you. My God, in the Messiah, Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you. He said, I will never be made to stumble. Peter still didn't realize the power of his sinful nature. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He was weak enough to cling to dependency to the Lord. He wasn't that weak, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He wasn't weak enough to cling to dependency to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had to allow Peter to go through the dark night of his soul. soul so that he crippled himself. Peter would cling to the Lord in his brokenness. It was a broken place, amen, but dependent place. Peter was boldly preached in the Lord's power on the day of Pentecost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We understand, praise God, how Peter was, but until he had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, until Jesus spoke a word over him, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we never know, amen, our weakness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The same is true coming of Christ for salvation. Many people don't see their need to trust in the Christ the Savior because they hang on to their beliefs and their own goodness. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It is not our own goodness, amen. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. But we have to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, look at Peter. Glory to God. His life turned around. He began to preach that souls but got saved. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He had the audacity to correct the Lord Jesus Christ, and then God still raised him up. My God, God knows our weakness. He knows where we're at, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The same is the truth, the coming of Christ's salvation. Many people will trust in Christ the Savior because he hangs on the belief of their own goodness. Their pride blinds them to their great needs before God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Have you ever tried to correct somebody, but their pride rise up, amen, and you just shut it down because you see pride, but they don't see pride, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. We all have that somewhere in our lives, and we have to acknowledge, amen, our weakness before the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Someone said in the high man of Scotland, sheep sometimes wander off among the rocky crab. Well, come on, send me hold about Messiah. And they get trapped in dangerous hedges, and all the ledges attracted by grass, and they leap down 10 and 12 feet to get in, but they cannot get back up. This is a sheep, people of God. A shepherd will allow helpless animals to remain there for days until they become so weak that they're unable to stand up. Family, God, come on, somebody. Family. The shepherd finally tries to rope around their waist and goes over the edge of the rocky things and rescues them from what they're at. Praise God. Someone asks, why doesn't the shepherd go down anyway? Praise God. He replies, the sheep are so foolish sometimes that they will dash, glory to God, right into the precipice, the steep rocks and the cliffs, and especially the tall ones. So they have to get weak before he can bring them up. My God, because they come up fighting and to be killed in the herd, man, glory to God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Didn't wait until the strength nearly gone. Amen. Praise God. We have to make sure that, amen, that when we are weak, God is strong in our lives. So if you're thinking of glory to God, not terrible sinner, in fact, is basically a good person, God may have to let you go through some serious problems. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You know how people say, oh, I got a good heart. You don't know your heart. We don't know our heart. God said the heart is desperately wicked and no man knows it. So we don't know what we'll do from day to day. We don't know what we'll do from minute to minute. But Jesus know, and he know how to bring us out. Until we see the desperate need for Christ, he comes to save the sinner, not pretty good people. Sometimes God has to let you hit the bottom. Let us hit the bottom where you see that you cannot do anything to save yourself. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And when God cripples us and we see how weak we really are, and oh yes, Holy Ghost, because we can't do nothing unless he blesses us. Come on, somebody, glory to God. God wants to bless somebody, but you got to submit to him. Amen. Praise God. Give it all to him. You cling to him and he blesses us. Even in the clinging, we're prone sometimes to use God, not to submit to him. After the Lord asks Jacob his name and gives him a new name, Jacob asks the Lord to tell him his name. But the Lord replies, why is it that you ask my name again? The Lord wasn't wondering about the answer to that question. He wanted Jacob to think about it because the answer would teach Jacob something about himself. Think about it, that the Lord refused to tell Jacob his name because Jacob had the wrong motive and wanted to know. Jacob obviously knew that this was the Lord. The Bible said in verse 30 shows us, but the name reveals something about the person. Think, in line with the lifelong tendency, Jacob wanted to know God's name to get a handle on him that he could use in the future. Even though he was now clinging to God, Jacob was prone to keep on using God as he always had done. But to keep Jacob submissive and seeking, the Lord refused. So even though we had the experience where God has humbled us, we always have to be on guard against our tendency to use God rather than submit to him. The Lord is far above us, and while he generously consents to reveal himself to those who obey him, the Bible says in John 14:21, it says, he who has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. He will remain distant to those who simply want to know him so they can use him for their own purpose. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Clinging to God in our brokenness is the key to the power with God and with others. When Jacob clings to the Lord and demands that he bless him, the Lord gives him a new name. To glory to God and the Messiah. To the Hebrews, the name reflects their character. So God speaking prophetically gives Jacob a new character instead of Jacob. So he becomes Israel instead of the supplanter. He is become a prevailer. The name Israel either means he who strives or prevails with God, or who strives or prevails. Both meanings are true. Jacob wrestled with God, prevailed in the sense of hanging on unto God to bless him. My God, I give him glory. But first, God prevailed over Jacob by crippling his stubborn self-dependence on Jacob, prevailing men in prediction of how God will now conquer Jacob's enemy, the most pressing being Esau. So here, people of God, there's a time, amen, that when everything else is done, that the Lord will fight for you, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, by the power rather than to Jacob prevailing ways. Yes, Holy Ghost, the prevailing person deceives others, and they're on advantage. Glory to God. Have you ever been around people, amen, they try to deceive you and take advantage, their own advantage, amen. That's the way Jacob was. It was to come into the proper relationship with God, of clinging to him in our brokenness. Then we have the power with him. We prevail with him who has prevailed over us. And since God is over all, if we can prevail with him, then we prevail over all others. And Jacob went limping to face Esau. He was more powerful in God's strength and his own weakness than ever could have been in his own scheming strength. So above all else, oh, Holy Ghost, devote yourself to seeking God's blessing. When you got that, you got everything. When you prevail with God through his prevailing over you, he will take care of your problems and your enemies. Then you're not using God to solve your problems. You're submitting to God and clinging by faith to him. That was the lesson for Moses readers, the nation of Israel, poised to enter into the land of Canaan. They would not gain victory in Canaan in a usual way. Nations gain victory but rather through prevailing with God. The Canaanites could not prevail or prevent Israel from God's blessings in the land any more than Esau had prevented Jacob from entering into the land. It was God who would defeat the Canaanites for them if they trusted him. It was also God who would oppose Israel if they failed to submit to him. Weak in themselves, they could lay hold of God's strength. No one could prevail against them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we take time, amen, to get alone with God. It was when Jacob was left alone that the Lord came to wrestle with him. Then Jacob left alone, the Bible says in Genesis 32 and 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and the man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we bring down the pride of our flesh, we must draw near to God. When we get alone with the Lord, ask him to break you as a sinful self-dependence. Amen. God, I don't want that in my life. I want to depend on you totally. And when you depend on God totally, amen, praise God, your battles will be won. My God, your blessing, just like he wrestled with the Lord Jesus Christ and cling to him in your brokenness until he blesses you. Glory to God. When he breaks us, he prevails over us. Then he will allow us to prevail over our problems. The song, glory to God. There was a song, glory to God. Even in our brokenness, God is still yet blessing. Uses our victories, which comes out of God's breaking you, teaches others. When Jacob's family asked him why he was limping, he could have concealed the lesson to save face. Just a little arthritis, I guess. But he was willing to let us in on what he learned. The Bible. He let us learn. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have said anything. But Moses explained in Hebrew custom that even continue to this day that Orthodox Jews, that they do not eat the sinew of the hip of the animal. Because that is where God touched Jacob. That custom should serve, amen, even on today as God's people. We thank God today because we're going to wrestle until something changes. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We're going to submit to God to allow God to do what he wants to do in our lives. God gives us strength, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. There are many, my Messiah. There might be many things that we're passing through, but no, praise God, habitable Shando, Holy Ghost. God will get you through, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to change our names, people of God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What was is not going to be no more, praise God, because God wants to do something new in our lives, people of God. God wants to bless us above measures. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He wants to bless us, glory to God. Thank you, Father, to move forward in the things of him. He wants us, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, to wrestle with him, glory to God, all through the night sometimes. Glory to God, thank you. Some people say it ain't going to take all that, but it's going to take that and much more, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We all like Jacob, amen. We think that the enemy, glory to God, thank you, Father, but God wants to bless us. God processes the revealing our powers, our flesh. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus, but we have to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. We bless God today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank God today for Jacob, Israel. He became Israel. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God said he was going to bless them. He blessed them. But see, sometimes we can't see the blessings until we come through some things, people of God. So I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, that God is not finished with us yet. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Just like he did with Jacob, and he changed his name, praise God. He's not done with us yet, praise God. He's going to take us to the land, amen, praise God, that he desired to take us, amen, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jacob said, this must be the house of Bethel. The house of Bethel, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a blessed place. It's a place, amen, that people run. It is the house of God with all the glory. Ah, Yabashan, the Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. you, Jesus. My God, I have seen the face of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Anybody willing to go all the way, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. I just don't want half of my blessing. I want all my blessings. If I got to wrestle for my health, wrestle for the children, wrestle for the husband, wrestle, glory to God, for the finances, wrestle, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my parents, wrestle for the poor circumstances, wrestle for the problems. We must wrestle with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. I know you might be tired, people of God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But listen, that almost shot the Holy Ghost. It is that place that when we get so tired, that supernaturally the Lord Jesus Christ steps in. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When we come to the end of ourselves, then he steps in. My God. So today, people of God, we want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him have his way in our lives, because there are some vices, amen, praise God, that's in our lives sometimes, amen, because we don't cross under the most standard Holy Ghost. We don't cross every T and dot every I. We all got something to give to God. We all got something to give up to God. It could be a fear. It could be disappointment. It could be rejection. It could be anything in your life, amen, praise God. But God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Lord, I'm not going to let you go, glory to God, until you do something different in my life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord with me. Come on and give God all the glory, because new things are taking place. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is our hour of manifestation, people of God. And if we get in alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ, God will make the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth. God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. In the name of Jesus, this is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. I bless God for all of you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for we are here today. Oh, my God. Yes, for both and me, who my son. Glory to God with the glory of the glory, Messiah. Yes, Holy Ghost, with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. This raining upon us right now. I hear you, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God, I ask that you bless their home. That bless their families, God. Bless their loved ones, God. Bless their finances, God. Bless their careers, God. Bless their marriages, God. In the name of Jesus, spiritually, financially, matrimonially, physically. Come on, somebody give God the glory. Hear the Bustando Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Don't forget, on Thursday, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Pastor Ilona Waters will be coming forward. Amen. Praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Don't miss it. Come on board. Amen. There have been some blessed messages. Amen. Don't forget Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Prayer line with me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. You desire to get in touch, you can reach me for any information. 302-883-9799. People of God. Bless God for all the tithers, all the ones that blessed in the ministry. Amen. Praise God. May God continue to bless you and keep you and encourage you. Let me pray. Thank you, Lord. Let us continue to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you have said. We thank you for what you have done on this line today. I ask that you continue to bless them, move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to have your way in the lives of your people. Encourage them, Father God, if anything is not going right in your life, Lord God, to come seek your face, that we have, Father God, and you, God, will step into our situation. As we come to the end of ourselves, Father God, we ask that you have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but that is faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. I want to say God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. Amen. Happy Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Happy Sunday. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.